good morning. We're looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip once again. And this is for Wednesday, July the 31st. And I'm here with Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be here.
It is down here in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, which is a lovely place to be. So I shall kick off with 150 years ago. Country correspondence, Reeves Plains. Reeves Plain. The weather has been unusually cold and foggy for some considerable time. Consequently, the crops have not grown very much, but they have started well and regularly. I've seen a patch or two of take-all, or at any rate, what was called take-all last year by some people. However, I've only seen it in one paddock, and that does not seem to spread, and it is to be hoped that it will not extend to any serious length. The schoolmaster has lost his licence and the school is closed, which is a great pity as this is the best time in the year for a good attendance. It remains for the parents to take action and get a teacher appointed without delay. So two separate stories there once again. Take all was also called the red rust.
Was it?
Common disease of wheat at the time.
Okay, yep.
And there are many papers, some by Dr. Schomburg.
Okay, yes.
About it.
Our famous Richard.
About dealing with take-all or red rust. It had many names, it's basically a fungal disease.
Yeah,
wheat.
Well, they're pretty bad, but they've now developed wheats
that are resistant.
Not proof against. And, of course, well, how can a teacher get his licence? That's interesting.
Maybe misbehaviour or something.
Married, poor bugger.
Men
were allowed to marry,
yes,
weren't they? Women weren't.
Men were allowed to marry. But they had to live in the district, and quite often they were just renting from somebody. Maybe the school students didn't perform well enough. There's all sorts of reasons. But getting a teaching licence was quite often difficult, and there was a lot of restrictions on it. And it was left to the parents, pretty much, to appoint a teacher.
Oh, really?
It was back then, was before the final Education Act was...
150 years, yeah, it would be, because that was 18...
But it's interesting also mentioning about the attendance during, because children worked on the farm.
Yes, so the end of winter would be a good time, wouldn't it?
When they could have, because schools actually closed during harvest time. It was common for schools just to have no students at all.
The labour was needed.
That was a big issue with compulsory education. That's, how a farmer's going to manage if the children aren't available to work on the farm.
I know, they're little slaves. Like my dad and his siblings were all used on the farm during harvest.
Yes.
The grape harvest, they were busy, always busy. And that's where Dad learned about pruning vines. So tried to pass it on to me. I'm not sure that he succeeded
very well. They're busy doing that right now, and it's still done by hand. We were driving out through the Brosse the other day, and you can see all the people working.
It's best done
pruning
by hand.
Pruning still.
100 years ago, Olympic Games. Some people have taken very seriously the suggestion that for the sake of international friendship, it would be better to abandon the Olympic contests. Most of the speeches and articles delivered and written have, however, strongly contested the idea of abandonment. It is said that England must teach the world sportsmanship as she taught the world spot.
I think it means sport.
Sport.
Yes,
I think so.
Yeah.
This is just the sort of thing English people would say. There is a different aspect from which this Olympic Games might be sustained than that of engendering friendship. Let them serve the utilitarian purpose of letting the bad blood between the nations. That sounds like something that Sid would say.
It does, doesn't it? Well, this is 1924, so
might have been
10 years before the really infamous Olympics.
I was actually only thinking this morning, have they got too grandiose? Have we really gotten away from the celebration of human endeavour and human capabilities? And I'm just thinking about the opening ceremony, which I didn't watch. I've only seen little extracts of it. And then there's been this huge controversy over whether allegations of depictions of religious whatever's, and it's all to do with Greek gods and whatever. And it's like, have we got too grand?
I think so. Yeah, I think very possibly we have. And taking everything far too seriously.
Yeah, and taking it away from the athletes themselves. I don't know. Anyway.
So 50 years ago, concern over council move. The district clerk of Mudlarira, Mr Doug Krause, this week attacked the recommendations made by the Royal Commission into local government boundaries. I'm trying not to laugh as well. In the Commissioner's report released last week, it was recommended that the District Council of Mudlarira be split up among neighbouring council areas. The District Council of Mudla River ceases to exist under the recommendations. Mr. Krause said Mudla River was one of the oldest councils in the state. It has been in existence for more than 120 years, he said, which doesn't mean it needs to stay. I mean, he's losing his job and sympathy to him for that.
Absolutely.
But, so understandable that there would be a lot of distress, but hopefully most of those people would be able to get jobs in the new larger councils.
Absolutely.
Things don't have to stay the way they are just because they've been that way for...
Yeah,
that's not an argument.
Nope.
Just not an argument.
Nope. 25 years ago, 10 councillors' wards go. Gawler Council's number of elected members could be reduced from 12 to 10, plus the mayor, with wards eliminated. Council decided at its meeting last Tuesday night that 10 councillors would be in the best interests of the public rather than 8 as had been previously mooted. The decision will be made available for public inspection and comment. A final report will then be referred to the State Electoral Commission for certification.
When we first arrived here in Gawler, we still had the ward system, and the first council election I had people door-knocking representing the wards.
Yep.
So, 10 years ago, Jack's golden smile. Everston Park cycling speedster Jack Bobridge has claimed 2 gold medals at the Commonwealth Games. Bobridge noted his first gold after guiding his team to victory in the men's 4,000-metre team pursuit final. His second medal came after defeating teammate Alex Edmondson in the final of his pet event, the 4,000-metre individual pursuit. Bobridge had previously been riding the road circuit with a professional team and was only given the all-clear to ride in Glasgow a fortnight before the first event. His win in the heat and subsequent final of the individual pursuit was the first time he'd raced competitively in the event for 4 years.
Wow. Did well.
Yes. Yeah. So, cycling.
And that's it.
That's it for this week.
Always good to read the Bunyip and to read Looking Back, and we'll speak next week.
Yes, next week, Kay.
Until then.
Until then.
For old life's sign.